Hey, it's Emasher again from Cross Border Gaming. I'm gonna do another 5-minute game review. So, I thought it would only be appropriate that I would do it for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Turtles in Time Reshelled, which I bought about 2 days ago. Played more extensively today, both, well, either online by myself or with a local person here. So I figured I brought my friend Jason over. We played some Turtles in Time. I must say, in general, I like it. Definitely worth 800 points. I'm very glad they dropped the price from 1200 to 800, because I honestly believe if they would have left the price at 1200 points, people would have been resentful. They really would have been resentful for the price, because yeah, sure, it's got new graphics and stuff, but to be honest with you though, it's not such a huge graphical improvement like the Street Fighter 2 HD remix made. I mean, yeah, sure, we're going from 2D, drawn art to 3D animations, which is all nice and dandy, but there is some of its retro gem gone when playing it. I don't feel like, the 12-year-old or the 13-year-old on the couch playing this game, or sitting on my bed playing the game, or sitting on the floor playing the game in my room. I don't have that same feeling when I play this game, and that's a big bummer, actually. But the game's good. But I really think what they could have done instead with it is that they could have added maybe two extra levels, maybe re-added the one with Rocksteady and Bebop. That would have been cool. But no, they opted to leave the Super Nintendo Toka and Rezar in it, which don't say the same thing that they did in the original, which was Master said have fun. Let's go through the pros first of all. First of all, I like the gameplay. The gameplay is awesome. It definitely still has kind of the same mechanic, except you got a third dimension now that you're dealing with that you can attack with. Before, you can only attack left, right, and that's it. You now have eight directions of attack, and all eight directions work, trust me. Now, that, and it is a lot of fun. Playing it online on X with Xbox Live people is awesome. That is really where the fun is. You create a game, four three people join, you have yourselves a good time. That is, of course, when the people don't drop suddenly because they have to go eat dinner or some shit. But other than that, it's a great experience online. The online is definitely where the game shines. Now, playing it co-op also again has the same charm, but again, for the negative, it's missing the retro charm. I don't like the fact that they redid the music, because in the original trailers that I saw of the game, they were featuring the original Turtles in Time Super Nintendo music, which was awesome. But I don't know why, if they couldn't get the rights from Konami to use it or something like that. I don't know. I mean, Ubisoft has worked with Konami before to release, their classic games, but I don't know why that wouldn't have worked this time. It's not like Konami can't use the money, since Metal Gear Solid didn't do as much for them as I thought that was gonna. But anyways, so, and the big downer is the fact that you can't continue. You get your five or six lives, you die, and that is it. In the Super Nintendo version, when you even when playing two player, you can press start and continue. At least when you played single player in the Super Nintendo version, you could restart the level. You don't have that fucking option here. Especially in multiplayer. In multiplayer, I die, I have to wait for my partner to finish, and that's it. No continues. No continues. Okay? No continues. And that is a big fucking problem, because on the Super NES version, you had 4 to 6 lives, and you had four continues, four or five continues. I'm gonna have to double check that. That's gone. That's a big mistake. I don't think they should have done that. Now, I know Turtles in Time was an arcade game first, before it became a Super Nintendo classic. But I mean, it's the version that most people remember. They don't remember the arcade version as much. As a matter of fact, I don't remember seeing it in the arcades either. All in all, for 800 Microsoft points, it's a good game. But retro addicts, be aware, this is not the same as your Super Nintendo cartridge. Take care.